Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Folks, go read. If you've got the book, just go read, reread the Pottervale episode and see what you think. See if you don't, if it doesn't sound like what's going on right now. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. 22 years. Grace Marie, thank you for 22 great years.
You know, if I had to be quarantined, Jim, you'd be one of the most interesting people I can imagine to be quarantined.
Well,
you're so great and such a wonderful gift to this community, and you keep on giving, helping them respond to the challenges they face every day. And I'm telling you, this is probably one of the biggest challenges.
It's the biggest
that your audience has ever seen.
In my career, I've been around over half a century. I've never seen anything like this. President of the Galen Institute, folks, GALEN.org. Grace Marie, tell us about the Galen Institute. This is an important organization, folks.
Nonprofit think tank focusing on free market health reform, but we are also a small business. And I will tell you that it breaks my heart to see the people that have invested their life savings, their 18-hour days, you know, often making huge sacrifices, going what they're going through right now. I went to get my nails done before this whole thing broke, and the woman who runs the nail salon was just almost in tears because there was no one in the salon. And she's invested everything she has in this shop, and it's produced a good enough income for her and her workers. The same thing is true with the restaurant. The same thing is true with the dry cleaners. It breaks my heart to see this. We have to turn this around. And thank heavens we have a government that is right now focused not only on how are we going to address this pandemic, but they are hyper-focused on figuring out how do we help rescue all of these millions of businesses so they can get back to work.
Small ones, yeah. And the thing that I'm trying to help them understand, and they're doing it. This is what they're doing. I've been talking about it for 2 weeks. I'd like to think I told two people who are connected to the administration 2 weeks ago. So I'm going to take a little bit of credit. I said, make the money available to the business, not to the individual. If they're an employee, don't give the money to the employee. Give the money to the employer so they can make payroll and keep the people tied to the company, including tied to their health care programs that they may have. What do you think?
That's absolutely right. But that, Jim, was the reason that they wound up having to be delayed in passing this for 3 or 4 days because the liberals were saying, oh, we can't have that money go to employers. The Wall Street Journal wrote an editorial saying, excuse me, who do you think is going to the workers work for? They work for the companies. You've got to rescue the companies or they're not going to have jobs.
Well, and see, if you tie up the fact that they're probably going to abate the payroll tax, that'll be good for both employer and employee. It'll keep people off the unemployment rolls. So the same dollar, the point I tried to make to two people who are connected to the administration, I said the same dollar will serve the business, the employer, and the employee, the same dollar.
Exactly right. That's right. And hopefully people will be able to get back to work, and they'll do it selectively. I think that this return to normalcy is going to come in pockets. When you look at the map of where the affected states and areas are, it's primarily in New England and places where people live packed together. If we can begin to some of the more rural parts of the country, some of the places that have already gone through the peak of this epidemic, they can begin to relax this. My little town of Leesburg, Virginia, sent out an email yesterday saying that they're going to open City Hall for some limited services today. They're not waiting for 2 weeks because there's not a problem.
And we're going to see more and more of this. We're going to see more and more people take it. We've been shocked into just curling up a little bit for a week or so.
Right.
And I think we're going to start seeing more leadership. And it's one thing I've been pointing out for 2 weeks now, Grace Marie, something, a great quote, I think it was John Wooden, or I've forgotten who's supposedly, exactly who's supposedly be given credit for this, but it wasn't me. But I love this quote: adversity doesn't create character, it reveals it.
Yes, that's so true. Absolutely.
And America is a character laden. We got character up to our ears. The world knows that. The world is the beneficiary of our character. And the things you've been telling us about, the reporting you've been giving us about how companies and communities are coming together and what's yet to happen, America's character is going to be revealed over the next 90 days and a year. What do you think?
And I think we're also going to see the incredible sacrifices that doctors and nurses and other medical professionals make every single day in treating their patients. And it's always hidden, and they're always pilloried in the legislation. Oh, we have to, or the doctors are big, greedy doctors. These
right.
people are literally giving sometimes their lives to do what they were trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this gives us a new respect for the people who are in the medical profession,
yeah.
who just want to do their jobs.
Right.
They want to take care of patients, not jump through all these ridiculous hoops that bureaucrats create for them.
That's right. Let's give those people some great praise. My daughter's a nurse.
Absolutely.
And God bless her.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she shows work every day,
knowing
that she's going to be treating somebody who may have the coronavirus. There are millions of them out there, and they're all superhumans. Hey, Grace Marie.
And ready to go to work.
And so are you, and we can't do without you, Grace Marie. We got a lot of work left to do, and
you
take care of yourself.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you for your leadership. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of my heroes. And we can't do without her. We won't do without her. We've worked a long time together, and we got a lot more to come. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. After the break, I've got breaking news on how small business owners can get money today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.